Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, in Acts 10, you see such a perfect example of the Holy Spirit confirming the witness. Verse 38, well, let me back up just a little bit. The Lord appeared and spoke to Cornelius, and who was a good man but not a born-again man, and told him to send people to Peter's house. But he didn't know who Peter was or where Peter was, and God revealed it to him by a word of knowledge, supernaturally. Yes. So he sent people from his house to the right address. He didn't know who Peter was or where he lived, but God showed him and told him. These kind of things should be happening in our midst.
Yes, they should.
They are. For some, they should be happening a lot more. Anyway, he did it. And God had to minister to Peter before they got there, because normally they would not have gone to a Gentile's house.
That's right.
Must let's go inside and fellowship or eat with them. Must let's preach to them.
Uh-oh.
It just wasn't done. But God caused Peter to fall into a trance and showed him, you know, the sheet with the things in it, and said, what God has called clean, don't you call common?
Uh-oh.
And about this, that time, these people showed up at the door. God has good timing, doesn't he? And he said, you go with them, nothing doubting. So he did. And man, he is breaking so many rules.
Oh yeah.
He brought him some witnesses. He brought some people with him. He knew he's going to be called on the carpet about this. And he was. And it was a big deal. But God used it and straightened it out. And Cornelius came and met him. The place is packed. He's got all his friends and relatives there. And he told him about how the angel appeared to him and told him to send people to his house. That's how he found out his address. This is before Google. But can God reveal something to you without you spending all day searching and looking through 508,000 hits?
Absolutely.
The reason I say this is because our generation has been trained through the arduous process of elimination, sifting through mounds of irrelevant data.
That's right.
And it is not the way of a spiritual man and woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
It isn't.
There's another way.
Oh, yeah.
It's called praying.
Yeah.
And hearing from God.
Amen.
And being led.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things you won't even need to make one search or one phone call. You just get it.
Yep.
That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's it. Get it and go do it.
Yep.
Save all that time. And arrive without bloodshot eyes. And without missing all that sleep.
Yeah.
Just another thought. But he shows up. And Peter is, I know he's standing there thinking, what am I doing here in this Gentile's house? And the man came and said, so we are all here to hear what God would tell us through you. And it hit him. They expect me to preach. Right here. Right now. Because they're all sitting there. Floor is yours. And he starts off here in Acts 10. Was it verse 36? Back up just a little bit. Let me find my place here. He said the word. First of all, he said he had, you know, discerned that God was no respecter of persons. But he said, have you heard the word that God sent to Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ? He's Lord of all. Hallelujah. Don't you like that phrase? He's Lord of all. And he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Now, have we heard about this before? The Holy Spirit and power. Does this belong to every child of God in connection with their witness?
Yes.
He anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
And we know from what Jesus said in John 5 and other places, those works were also witness.
Amen.
That's right.
Weren't they? Every healing was testifying.
Amen.
Every good thing God does in your life is a beacon. It's
correct.
A light.
That's right.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely right.
Gives you a new car.
That's right.
That new car should preach.
That's right.
Right? Years ago, I've always liked sports cars. Years ago, I was able to get a new Corvette. Oh, man, I was so happy about it. And in those days, I was speaking sometimes 15, 20 times a week.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It is.
And so I was just constantly speaking. There at the Bible school and some other things. And our neighbor boys came out when I got that car and I'm washing it out in the driveway. They came out and they said, "Oh, wow, that's a Corvette. That's a new Corvette. Wow, that's a Corvette." And one of the guys punched the other kid and said, "You won't believe what he does." I said, "What?" "He's a preacher." And the guys looked at me and said, "What? You're a preacher?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "This is a church-going Corvette. This Corvette has been to church so many times, I pull out in the drive, it almost turns that way by itself. It's a church-going Corvette."
Best car.
And without going into too much detail, that car sitting in the driveway there is preaching.
Yeah, it is.
It's preaching to those boys, saying, "God's a good God. You serve Him. You can still have some good stuff and enjoy some things. You don't have to, be broke in order to serve God. He's a good God, right?" Thing after thing after thing. How many know this building sitting here on this property, finished and paid for, is preaching? It's preaching. It's preaching. Every good thing God does in your life is a light and a witness and a testimony. And if anybody wants to know more about it, you are glad to tell them. Right? It should be common. But the Bible said the goodness of God does what? The goodness and kindness of God leads and draws men and women to repentance. And when these good things are evidenced in your life and people go, "Wow, how did you get that? Wow, how did that happen? Wow, you look so sick a couple of days ago. Look at you. You're the picture of health. What happened?" And you say, "Would you like to know more?" Let me tell you what happened. And it's time for you to testify. But here's the thing we're emphasizing today. While you're testifying, if it's really the truth and it's really right, the Holy Spirit testifies. He testifies to the truth. He confirms it with manifestations of power. So Peter is standing up preaching. And he's preaching about how God anointed Jesus. And he said, verse 39, what did he say? "We're witnesses of all things which he did in the land of Jews and Jerusalem, whom they slew and they hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." Is he testifying? He's testifying. He's not expounding some deep doctrinal issue. He's saying, "We saw him. He was really dead. When they took him off that cross, he was dead. But 3 days later, a bunch of people saw him. I saw him. We ate with him. We drank with him. After we buried him. After he was dead. After we put him in the tomb. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it's he which is ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets" what? What's he talking about? This whole passage is witness, witness, witness. I'm a witness. The works are a witness. The prophets were a witness. That through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins And I don't think he's through with his message, but the Holy Spirit's heard all he wants to hear. He jumps in. Whilst Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word. Oh, somebody say glory to God. What's he doing? He's bearing witness. Here's another witness. Oh, and what a witness.
That's right.
I said, what a witness. He's confirming the truth that Peter just witnessed to. All these folks are sitting there. All these Gentiles sitting there listening. Peter's preaching about Jesus' healing ministry and all the good things that happen. And everything he's saying is these works say that he is the Lord. He is the Messiah. We saw him after he's raised from the dead. The prophets all said the same thing. Witness, witness, witness. And he's in the middle of a sentence. And the Holy Ghost says, and me too. Yeah. Me too. I say, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is God manifested in the flesh. I'm the one raised from the dead.
Yes.
I was there.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Woo, hallelujah. Yeah. And they didn't just hear it. They felt it. I said, they didn't just hear it. They didn't just think, that's interesting. No, they went, whoo, glory to God. Go over and bring me the son of Karachi to Vidi.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Didn't they?
That's right.
The whole place.
Yeah.
The whole place.
Yeah.
It happens in different ways, in different measures, in different manifestations. Not always the same way. But every time we're prompted to speak the truth and give our testimony, you need to be checking over your shoulder. You may get interrupted.
Amen.
And when you get through speaking and talking about it, then expect him to confirm it.
Yes.
Whether you see it all or whether you don't, expect him to confirm it. Sometimes it could be 3 days later while they're laying in their bed thinking about what you said to them. Spirit of God can just come right in there. Manifest to them. It can be in any number of things. It can be riding down the road in their car and it just move on their heart and they think, man, you know that's true. What they said's got to be true. It's got to be true. And they open up their heart and they pray a prayer. Here comes the Holy Spirit. Gets in the car with them. Gets in the chair with them. Right? Gets in the bed with them. Gets in the house with them. And confirms the word with signs following. Can you say amen? I believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.